desert-coloured military clothing, body armour and other pieces of high-tech kit being packed away into giant 3-foot-high cardboard boxes. I'm in the office of Lieutenant Colonel Richard Smith, the commanding officer of 29 Commando Royal Artillery, in the heart of the Royal Citadel on Plymouth Hoe. It's a scene that's being repeated in hundreds of homes across the city and beyond, as army commandos pack their kit and make last-minute preparations to leave their friends and family behind for 6 months while they serve their country as part of the 3 Commando Brigade Op Herrick 14 battle group in Afghanistan. So, how are the colonel and the men he commands feeling about their imminent deployment?
Yeah, I think we have reached the end of an intensive training period. The guys are sort of chomping at the bit in some ways, want to get out there, want to get going, and want to come back as well. 29 Commando Regiment provides the offensive support to 3 Commando Brigade, whether that be artillery, whether that be from aircraft or from helicopters. Pretty much in almost every location in Afghanistan, you will find a member of either 29 Commando Regiment or the Joint Fires and Targeting Group is what we effectively become when we get out there. So that ranges from the guys on the gun positions to people working in headquarters to those soldiers who are on the ground supporting the patrols that are going out from the Royal Marine Commandos, 1 Rifles or 4 Scots as well.
For those families who've got loved ones in the infantry or in the Royal Marines, that must be quite reassuring to know that you're there to ultimately save lives.
Well, I hope so. I mean, as always, we try and do a job that, you know, creates the best effect. It's a job that has to be done quite closely with the enemy sometimes. And I hope that there is always a guarantee that, you know, 24/7, 365 days, irrespective of the sort of the time of day or the weather, that you can always use artillery, and that artillery coverage crosses the whole of the AO, so is always there, whatever the circumstances that the guys on the ground, the infantry, the Marines find themselves in.
Just explain to me how many people you've got going out to Afghanistan.
The collective that 29 Commando Regiment forms the basis of is the Joint Fires and Targeting Group, and that Joint Fires and Targeting Group is drawn from 6 or 7 subunits, indeed based in 3 different countries. So there's Plymouth here, up in Newcastle, we've got our subunit in Arbroath, Scotland, and also a subunit coming from Germany. So we pull that all together to create this group of, say, about 500 odd people, 350 or so are from 29 Commando Regiment.
You're ultimately in charge of this unit. You're in charge leading them off to conflict in Afghanistan. How does that feel personally?
It's a hugely, you know, humbling opportunity in some ways. You know, a dedicated bunch of people out there who I know will get out into Afghanistan and do their absolute best from the first day they're there until the last day and they leave. And that absolute confidence, knowing these guys are going to do and deliver the job that they have been trained for, gives me a real sort of sense of pride that we're up to it and going to do a good job when we get there.
And obviously, whilst you're out in Afghanistan, there'll be dozens of families at home waiting until their husbands come back. What sort of support network have you got for them in and around the Plymouth area?
Each of the units that's going will essentially leave what we're calling a rear operations group, and that rear operations group is the link between the elements that are left behind and the elements forward, but also becomes the focus of all the activity that we do to ensure all of the wives, children, partners, loved ones, etc. are all going to be looked after, are going to get the up-to-date information as soon as it arrives back here. And we'll also look after the children and run sort of children's parties and royal wedding celebrations and activities as well, whether it be sort of rock climbing or air rifle shooting, etc., etc. There's lots of stuff that'll all be going on. It'll keep those wives and partners occupied, and at the same stage we'll prepare for the homecoming.
And the support that these guys get from their families isn't to be underestimated, is it?
No, absolutely. It is a critical part of what we do, and there's no doubt that we can't go to Afghanistan and ask the guys to do the stuff that we're going to ask if at the back of their mind they're worried about what's going to be going on at home, and you know, whether the car's going to get taxed or whether the grass is going to get cut and all these other sort of little minor issues that can always add up and take people's mind off the job. So if we don't get this rear operation right, the operation in Afghanistan can suffer as well.
Providing fire support to the infantry and the Royal Marines on the ground is only one part of your mission in Afghanistan. There's another very significant part that's not to be underestimated.
Yeah, we're also involved in training the Afghan National Army, so that the Afghan National Army have an artillery capability that they can use, and an artillery capability that will be there once we withdraw. And that is going very well.